This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you're tuning in today, well, chances are you've already hit a pretty major milestone.
Yeah.
$5 million in annual revenue.
Yeah, that's huge.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That is not small potatoes. It takes incredible focus, top-notch service, and let's be honest, a bit of that entrepreneurial magic.
Yeah.
So congratulations are definitely in order.
Absolutely. But, you know, if you're like a lot of the companies we looked at in the source materials, that initial magic, maybe it was word of mouth, referrals, just pure hustle that got you to that $5 million mark. Well, it might be starting to plateau a bit.
Right. That organic growth, the engine that felt like it would run forever, it starts sputtering.
Mm-hmm.
And those big goals, like pushing towards $10 million, suddenly feel, well, a lot further away.
That's exactly the hurdle we're digging into today.
Yeah, this deep dive is really for you, the listener, who knows that this next growth phase isn't about random marketing stabs in the dark anymore. It's about building something predictable, scalable.
A machine, really.
A machine. We're looking for that data-driven blueprint. How do you bridge that gap from 5 million to 10 million?
And it's a shift in thinking, you know, not just tactics. We found the big difference between companies that stalled and those that doubled. It was a conscious choice. They stopped relying on luck.
Or just isolated tactics here and there.
Exactly. To get to $10 million, you've got to replace that revenue that just sort of vanished with smart strategic investments, things you can actually track and prove they're giving you a return.
Okay, let's really unpack that roadblock then, because it seems to hit almost everyone, no matter the industry, right? The sources covered such a range. Law services.
Yeah, bankruptcy, family law.
Home services, HVAC, roofing pros.
Big ones there.
And even business services like accounting firms, IT consultants. Why? Why, after all that success, do they hit this wall at 5 million?
Well, the data really pointed to one main thing. Businesses try to scale their marketing by just throwing more money at it without fixing the system underneath. They think, okay, $5,000 a month on ads got us X leads, so $15,000 must get us three times that.
But it just doesn't work like that.
Nope. Rarely does.
And when they do ramp up that spending, they usually hit a couple of really painful walls, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Two main failures pop up again and again. First, they keep relying on those isolated, kind of random marketing acts.
Like what?
Maybe a small Google Ads budget running on autopilot that nobody's really watching closely. Or, you know, some SEO effort that's just infrequent blogging with no real strategy behind it.
Right, no connection.
No cohesive system. And the second failure, this one's often more expensive, is pouring that bigger budget into poorly targeted ads. They start chasing volume, not actual intent.
And that's where the budget just evaporates.
Oh, absolutely. It bleeds out fast.
Right.
Because when you chase volume over quality, your cost per acquisition, your CPA, it just skyrockets.
Yeah, good traffic, maybe lots of it.
Tons of traffic. But most of it is just tire kickers. People nowhere near ready to buy a high-value service. They're optimizing for eyeballs, for clicks, maybe impressions.
When they should be optimizing for actual qualified leads, sales calls, real opportunities.
Precisely. That's the fundamental shift. Moving from those random acts of marketing to a cohesive, measurable system that's laser focused on qualified leads.
Okay, so that's the mindset change. Let's get into the solution. Pillar number one, what's the fastest way to start generating those qualified leads right now?
Right. That brings us straight to pillar one. Optimized foundation targeted paid advertising. Google Ads specifically is still usually the quickest way to generate immediate demand.
Okay.
But, and this is crucial, the sources really hammered this home success when you're at this $5 million level depends entirely on precision. You're not casting a wide net anymore.
You're not experimenting like you were maybe at $1.
Exactly. You're investing strategically now.
Okay, but hold on. If we focus that narrowly, say on just those long tail, super specific keywords, aren't we cutting off our reach? Like, are the sources warning us about leaving money on the table by being too precise?
Mm-hmm.
It feels a bit counterintuitive.
That's a really sharp question. And it gets to the heart of the necessary change in risk tolerance here. You're right. Technically, it does restrict the sheer volume or reach.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does is radically increase the intent level of the clicks you do pay for. The sources show that for service businesses, the cost of paying for those low intent, high volume keywords, it just dwarfed any potential benefit.
Okay, so the waste is bigger than the potential gain.
Way bigger. For instance, one data set showed companies that systematically cut, say, the bottom 30% of their keywords, the highest volume, lowest intent ones, they saw about a 20% increase in lead quality within like 6 weeks.
Wow.
And their CPA stabilized dramatically. It wasn't bouncing all over the place.
That really is working smarter.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us more about the key elements of this precision. You mentioned three.
Yeah, three critical optimizations. First, keyword audits. You have to be ruthless here. Prune those high volume, low intent terms.
Give me an example.
Okay, say you're a family law firm. You don't want to pay for clicks from someone just casually Googling, what is divorce law? That's research phase, maybe not even serious research.
Right.
You want the person typing in, contested child custody lawyer, Seattle, immediate consultation. See the difference.
Huge difference. That specificity signals they're ready to buy, or at least talk seriously, not just browsing.
Exactly. They're in the buying window, not the library. Second optimization, ad copy that converts. Once you've got the right keywords, the ad itself has to speak to that high intent.
Can't be generic.
Absolutely not. At this $5 level, you're selling specialized service, you're selling trust, not a commodity. So your ad copy needs to hit their main pain point directly.
And offer a clear solution.
A clear solution, yeah. Maybe backed by some social proof or a key differentiator. So instead of just, we're the best roofer in town, try something like emergency roof leak repair, fully warranted service in 48 hours, call now.
Oh, okay. You're selling the fix for their anxiety, not just the shingles.
Precisely. You're selling the resolution. And the third piece, which honestly, I still see even mature businesses mess up, is where you send that traffic.
The landing page. Sending that super targeted high intent click to just your generic homepage. It's like digital malpractice, isn't it?
It really is. It's like inviting someone who's ready to buy one very specific thing into a giant, chaotic supermarket and saying, good luck finding it.
Right.
So landing page optimization. That click needs to go to a dedicated page built for one purpose and one purpose only. Capture the lead.
No distracting navigation. No links to blog posts.
None of that. Just a clear headline that matches the ad, some supporting proof points, maybe a testimonial, and a very obvious call to action. A phone number, a simple form. That's it.
And the conversion lift is significant.
Oh, yeah. The sources suggested dedicated, optimized landing pages often saw conversion rates jump by 150% or even more compared to sending traffic to a general homepage. It avoids that paralysis of too many choices.
Okay, so pillar one gives us immediate, targeted, high-intent leads. We're paying for precision, getting results. But like we said, the moment you turn off that ad budget,
The flow stops.
Yeah. And relying only on that perpetual spend feels like a strategic risk as you try to scale bigger.
It absolutely is a risk.
Right.
Which leads us perfectly into pillar two. This is the sustainable engine. This is how you convert today's smart spending into tomorrow's, well, free assets.
Strategic SEO, search engine optimization. Now, a lot of business owners, especially the ones really focused on that immediate ROI from ads, they kind of see SEO as, well, a bit of a black box.
Yeah, or just slow, low priority.
Exactly. The results aren't instant like with ads. So why is this, as you put it, the most critical strategic investment for getting to $10 million sustainably?
Because fundamentally, scaling successfully over the long haul is about earning clicks for free while your competitors are still stuck paying for them. SEO shifts your whole relationship with Google and other search engines. You go from just transactional paying per click to building an actual asset. Authority.
Okay.
The goal isn't just to rank for anything. It's about attracting the right kind of traffic organically and positioning your company as the go-to authority in your specific niche for the long run.
So what does that look like in practice for, say, a service business? It can't just be churning out generic blog posts about industry news, right?
No, definitely not. The focus has to be on high-value content. We're talking about content that specifically, comprehensively answers the complex, high-stakes questions your ideal customers are asking before they're ready to buy.
So thinking ahead of the purchase decision.
Way ahead. If you're, let's say, an IT service firm targeting small businesses, you don't just write, what is cloud security?
That's too basic.
Right. You need the definitive guide. Something like comparing the top three managed security providers, a deep dive into cost, compliance, and implementation time for 50-person firms.
Wow. Okay. That immediately signals expertise. You're not just saying you're an expert, you're showing it.
Exactly. It builds trust. It establishes authority. It's the kind of content people bookmark.
And crucially, it's the kind of content other reputable sites might link to.
Precisely. Which brings us to the other parts. That great content needs a solid foundation. That's technical SEO.
Making sure the website itself works properly.
Basically, yeah. Is your site fast? Is it mobile friendly? Can search engines actually crawl and understand your pages easily if your site is slow or clunky?
People leave.
People leave. Google knows that. The source has confirmed poor site speed isn't just a ranking factor, it's a massive conversion killer. Like, if your page takes 3 seconds to load instead of one, you could lose a quarter of your potential leads right there before they even see your amazing content.
Ouch. Okay, so content, technical foundation. Yeah. What's the third leg of the SEO stool?
The third element is the one that often feels hardest, especially for service businesses. Strategic link building.
Getting other websites to link back to yours?
Right. But not just any links. It's about earning high-quality backlinks. Links from relevant, reputable sources, maybe industry associations, local news outlets, respected business directories. These act like votes of confidence for search engines.
And the strategic insight here.
Use your high-value content as bait. Instead of just begging for links, you create the definitive resource on a topic that other sites genuinely want to cite and reference.
Ah, so the content drives the link building.
Ideally, yes. It becomes a virtuous cycle. This gradual, sustainable buildup of authority is what dramatically reduces your dependence on those paid ads over time. You start earning those valuable clicks.
Okay, so pillar one, immediate precise leads via paid ads. Pillar two, long-term compounding authority via strategic SEO. But, you know, as savvy business owners listening to this, none of that matters if we can't track the results, if we don't know the ROI.
Which brings us, yes, to the linchpin. Pillar three, measure everything, the accountability factor.
This feels like where so many businesses stumble, especially when trying to break through that $5 mile plateau.
It absolutely is. They operate in the dark. They might feel like their marketing is working, but they don't actually know if that $10,000 they spent on Google Ads last month brought in 5 qualified leads or 50.
You can't improve what you don't measure.
That's the mantra. Wasted budget almost always stems from poor tracking and a lack of accountability. To hit $10 million, every single strategic decision has to be grounded in clear, transparent data, no more guessing.
And we need to go way beyond just basic last click tracking at this stage.
Oh, absolutely. Last click attribution is table stakes. Maybe useful for very simple campaigns, but it's woefully inadequate for scaling a service business with multiple touch points.
Explain that a bit more.
Sure. So attribution modeling becomes critical. Most companies at $5 a mile are still stuck on last click. That means 100% of the credit for a sale goes to the very last thing the customer clicked on before converting. But think about a real customer journey for a high-value service. Maybe they first find you through an organic search result because of your great SEO content, pillar two. They read a guide. Weeks later, they see one of your targeted paid ads, pillar one, and click it. Then, maybe a few weeks after that, they finally pick up the phone and call.
And last click gives all the credit to.
To the paid ad. It completely ignores the crucial role that SEO content played in building trust and awareness early on.
So you might mistakenly cut your SEO budget, thinking the ads are doing all the work.
Precisely. That's a classic mistake. You need more sophisticated models, linear, time decay. You shaped something that tracks the entire customer journey from the very first touch point to the final conversion. It's like mapping the full DNA of the sale.
That gives you a maturer picture of which investments are really driving growth.
Exactly. It tells you where to double down and where you might be overspending.
Okay, so we get the right attribution model set up. Then what? What are we actually reporting on?
Then you need to shift entirely to KPI-driven reports. KPI, key performance indicators.
Moving beyond the vanity metrics.
Way beyond. Forget total website traffic, forget total impressions, forget social media likes. Those are mostly noise when it comes to scaling revenue.
So what are the critical KPIs?
You need to be laser focused on metrics that directly impact the bottom line, specifically. Number of qualified leads generated.
Okay.
The cost per qualified lead, or CPQL. Not just cost per click, but cost per lead that actually has potential.
Makes sense.
And the big one, marketing ROI. For every dollar we invest in pillar one or pillar two, how many dollars in actual revenue or gross profit are we generating?
Knowing that number, knowing that every dollar spent here reliably generates $3, $4, $5 back, That is the definition of predictable scaling.
That's the engine. Yeah. That systematic approach built on this foundation of clear, sophisticated, transparent data. It's the only reliable way to scale from $5 to $10 and beyond.
Guessing keeps you stuck.
Data gets you there.
Wow. Okay, that is a powerful, really actionable blueprint. Let me try and quickly recap for you, the listener.
Mm-hmm.
To double that revenue, you need these three connected pillars. First, targeted paid ads focusing on rigorous precision for those immediate high-intent leads.
Mm-hmm.
Second, strategic SEO, building long-term authority so you can sustainably earn clicks over time.
Right.
And third, the glue holding it all together. Comprehensive measurement, driving predictability through deep attribution and transparent ROI tracking.
Exactly. But the real magic, the accelerator, happens when you understand how these pillars talk to each other, how they feed intelligence back and forth.
Okay.
So here's something to really think about. If pillar three, your measurement, shows you definitively that a specific set of, say, high intent, long tail keywords are absolutely crushing it in your paid ads right now, pillar one.
Yeah.
How should that insight, that piece of data, immediately, and I mean immediately, redirect your strategy for creating high value content in SEO pillar two? If you know precisely what search terms people are willing to pay to click on because they signal such strong intent, well, then you know exactly what authoritative content you need to create to start earning those same clicks for free.
You're using paid insights to fuel your organic strategy.
That's the feedback loop, integrating your paid investment intelligence directly into your authority building plan. That might just be the highest leverage decision you can make right now to accelerate towards that $10 million goal. So ask yourself, where is your paid spend teaching you what your organic strategy needs to become?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.